What's world welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news so if you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
I'm awake.
It's 10 p.m. Central Time, and Tim acts like he's never been awake this long before. It doesn't involve tequila, apparently.
Good times.
Happy Tuesday to everyone here listening. Share, subscribe, rate, and review. We have two positive news stories for today to brighten your day. Those five-star reviews help us so much. Help us grow as a podcast and share these positive news stories. Tim, what do you have for your first today?
Man, I'm going to talk about a young man by the name of Josh. Josh was minding his business. He was getting gas at a convenience store. Ended up seeing a wallet on the ground. He picked it up, went to the cashier, gave it to the cashier, told him he found it. What's so cool about this story, Josh found a cash wad of $3,500. And without hesitation, he turned this money in. The story could be over right there. And I'd be like, look, that's another thing a teenager did that I wouldn't do, right? Back when I was a teenager anyways. If I found that money today, of course, I'm turning it in. But the cool thing is the money that actually was found was the owner was a man by the name of Daniel McKellar. McKellar's actually a trader. He trades parts and things of that nature. He actually just was leaving a show, was driving home with his wife, stopped at the gas station to get gas and some snacks. They get home and he realized the money wasn't there. He talked to his wife, was like, have you seen it? She said, no. He was like, let me call this gas station. Hopefully I dropped it there and somebody picked it up. He calls. The teller says, yeah, this kid actually just dropped it off and he took off. We didn't get his name. We didn't get his phone number or anything. So McKellar was like, man, let me get on my business page on Instagram and Facebook and let me see if social media can do its magic. He gets on and says, hey, I lost a bunch of cash. This kid found it. Can somebody please help me find him? Josh's mom saw the post. Josh's mom reached out, talked to him. McKellar was like, hey, let me give you $1,000 for this. And Josh turned it down at first. And he was like, no, you deserve this. What are some of your dreams and what are your goals? He's, I want to save up for a truck. McKellar said, here's $1,000 to get you started. I also can give you a job at one of my stores. Offered him a job, gave him $1,000. And then on top of that, started a GoFundMe for him, right? He ended up raising $10,000 in 24 hours. $1,000 less than his dream truck, Josh's dream truck. But the story gets better, JP. Remember the money that was found?
Yeah.
So $3,500. He gave $1,000 of it to Josh. The other $2,500, he donated it for, I believe it was research for neurosurgeon. Yeah. There we go. Neurosurgery. He donated the rest because he said, you know what? This money was gone and lost. And the fact that he found it and turned it in the way that he did, I feel like it's right for me to pay it forward. I was like, how did this happen? When I read this story, JP, I was like, this is positivity leading to more positivity, leading to more positivity on top of more positivity. And you know how much I love stories like that. Sorry for the energy at 10 p.m.
You're good.
I'm over here grabbing him and stuff.
I have nothing to say. Perfectly said, sir. Maybe we should record at night all the time, huh?
Oh, man, I feel like a kid. I'm so giddy right now.
So I also have a Youth is Awesome with the Positive Truth podcast, but it doesn't keep building. It just starts great and ends great. It's about an MIT senior named Jacqueline Perraud. This comes from news.mit.edu. She developed a biodegradable plastic-like material from fish industry waste, specifically fish scales and offal. O-F-F-A-L. I probably pronounced that wrong.
You said it correctly. I'm not going to lie.
I appreciate that. She was inspired because she would go visit fish market with her family when she was younger. And she noticed fish scales typically discarded thin, somewhat flexible, plastic, lightweight. She was like, got older, MIT, all those engineers. She goes, I think I have learned the skills to turn that into biodegradable plastic. Thought of the idea her freshman year. Now her senior year, she can create grocery bags, packaging, utensils, all with this biodegradable plastic. I think it's awesome. And I wanted to talk about it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
That was a haymaker. This child's imagination, she grew up to be this senior in college. Obviously thought about it when she was a freshman in college, but this senior in college, this imagination turned into something that honestly should be everywhere. I don't know how much it costs to do, but that's amazing, man. Biodegradable plastic, one of our biggest things we're fighting it on this planet is plastics. We've been talking about going green since 2017, and now we got this MIT genius over here saving the world.
Saving the world. the youth are with the Positive Truth Podcast. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Sleep. I haven't gotten much of it, but I am grateful for it because I know once we're done recording today, JP, I'm going to be drooling. Mouth open and all. I do not care. What are you grateful for, sir?
So this week I'm going to be grateful for the basics. I'm trying to find the picture I was going to show you, but I cannot find it right now. So the basics that I'm grateful for right now is spelling, because I can't do it. My least favorite month is coming up, February, and
you can't spell February, man.
That's the picture I was going to show you. There was a time whenever I posted I'm the one that does the posting, like February 14th, positive news, blah, blah, blah. And I spelt it and you sent it. Your mom sent it to you. Here it is right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I spelt it February 15th, 2021.
You spelt it the way my daughter would say it.
Tim sends me this picture and I'm like, yeah, what's wrong? The spelling is great. There's just certain words I cannot spell. And it's funny because I read all the time, but I've lost it. I can't spell Pennsylvania. I can't spell restaurant. I can sometimes not spell business. The irony, I can't spell business.
Rest A-U rant. That's how I spell restaurant.
That is the most Oklahoma thing you've ever said on the podcast.
I failed that on a spelling test in like second grade. And I was so mad at myself because I studied so hard. But that was the one thing one word I failed. So I remembered, like, how can I remember how to spell this? Rest A-U rant. I got it. I stuck with it ever since.
Right after that, your mom was like, that's how you're talking to Oklahoma with you.
Shouldn't have sent you here.
So, yeah, we appreciate everyone for listening. Do you have a quote before we get out of here, Tim?
Yes, I do, JP. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. Quotes by Tim.
Kind of like your lack of sleep. You're doing what you can, right?
Bars by JP.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.